BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
His Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes our new obsession, Korean Billy. He teaches Korean people to do various UK accents, and he's amazing. Greg joins us for Real or No Real, and, all right, Chief, Tom Kerridge plays innuendo bingo in an oversized suit. Enjoy.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Mills here. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
I'm enjoying our evening tweets at the moment in capitals to each other.
It's really hard typing in capitals, when you're angry especially. It's actually quite a skill.
I don't mean it, though.
No.
I'm just pretending to be somebody, you know who.
Yeah, yeah, same.
Would you think mine were... Well, because mine say things like sad and loser, exclamation mark, in capital letters.
I called you a terrible organisation.
I know.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been me.
And you called me fake news.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We played the first ever game of gym tennis yesterday, which is a bit like library tennis. People in gyms, a couple in the occasion of yesterday. And they just have to stand at opposite ends of the gym on a different machine, and it's whoever grunts loudest. It's a game of nerves of steel.
And they slowly get louder and louder, grunting away.
Yeah, it was good. We should do it again, I think.
Particularly good with those two. I don't know if it's because they're a couple, but I just thought the grunting was really next level.
Yeah. Josh and Gabriella, thank you for playing gym tennis yesterday. We're going to do that again, I think, because so many people are hitting the gym right now. Maybe you need a bit of extra motivation. This could be it. In fact, if you'd like to have a go at it, maybe you go to the gym with someone else. It doesn't have to be a boyfriend or girlfriend. It can be a mate. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put your number on there. We might call you back and give a go at gym tennis for you. You know, yesterday when we were talking about that, I said that I don't grunt in the gym. This morning, I was the grunter. It just got heavier. The weights got heavier. And I did actually let out a... And then I hated myself after.
Oh no, did it sort of slip out by accident?
Yeah.
That happens sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, I didn't mean to do it. Like I said yesterday, I'm generally very quiet in the gym. It's kind of like... But yesterday, I take it back. Definite grunting happened earlier.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here is Tom Kerridge. Hello. Are you right? Oh, sorry, I'm just replaying back my Snapchat of the one I've just done of you. Tom is wearing... Well, describe what you're wearing today.
I am wearing the most amazing made-to-measure tartan suit, although it did measure me 3 years ago. I don't know what it measures now. Maybe like Australia or something?
It's like a tent. No offence.
So just before we went on then, I just did a quick snap of Chris in the suit with Tom. You could fit two of you in there.
There was two of us. We were at one. We're friends. Mm. We were at one.
So when were you that size?
So this was 2012's New Year's Eve. 2012-2013, and that's when I fought. And then I kicked on with the diet from the beginning of that January 2013. So this was at my largest beer drinking, food eating mayhem stage.
So mayhem.
So this is the outfit of mayhem that that New Year's Eve was pretty good. I got to be honest. And then after I missed that night.
But yeah. And then you cut out booze, did you?
Booze and changed the way I eat. Big things, yeah. Teetotal now for 3 years. I did 3.5 years, and then definitely just changed the way I eat. Ditched all carbs and looked at it, being able to just eat, push on with protein and just kind of enjoy the food that I was eating. Focus on what you could eat.
Is this harder because you're a chef? Because there's a lot of famous people that have done diets and lost weight then have got, say, books or exercise DVDs, stuff like that out because they've lost weight.
Yeah.
But it's harder for you because you're a chef. That you're always surrounded by the kind of foods that maybe...
Yeah, tempted.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. So I needed to... So there's kind of like three main diets out there. There's the low-calorie one, there's a low-fat one, and there's a low-carb one. And they're all called different names. So I did loads of research. I actually looked if there was such a thing as a beer diet, if you could just drink beer. Sadly, that doesn't exist. So I had to go through the whole process of working out which one would suit me. But the food that I cooked has always been kind of like protein lead and fat lead, you know, cook him in butter and that sort of stuff. And you can't have that if you're going to cook low calorie or low fat. So low carb, I can still cook exactly the same as I do. Doesn't affect anything that we do it business wise. But what it does mean is I just don't eat chips, potatoes, bread, pasta, don't drink anything starchy, no rice. But it's finding alternatives. I'm a man that's lost 11 stone eating pork scratchings. There is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's my problem, right? I can't find the right kind of things to diet with, if that makes sense. Like, I can't give up everything. I can't give up all those things you said.
You can.
Texture.
I can if I have pork scratchings.
Yes. Yeah. See? Pork scratchings.
How do you
feel
about pasta? You can't live without pasta.
I can't give that up.
You buy yourself a £9 spiralizer and make courgette into spaghetti.
I've actually done that.
Yeah, and then you just cook it in a little bit of butter and a pinch of salt and you keep it still crunchy so it feels like al dente spaghetti. You won't even know you missed it, mate. Come around my house, I'll do it for you. It's no bother.
There's an invite.
Mm. Okay, well, I'm willing to give it a go.
Yeah, he's like, no, I still want pasta.
No, but it's an interesting point because if it tastes the same, then, you know, why not?
Yeah,
well, not
exactly.
The same, but, you know, it sort of ticks that
it's
box.
It's all mind tricks. You've got, I mean, like anything, if you've got to lose weight, you've got to go on a diet, there is willpower involved, but it's about making it easier. You haven't got to make it painful.
So what are you doing instead of beer? Water,
but,
and just imagine.
Diet
imagine
Coke
the taste.
Pretty much is, beer is the hardest one. That
do you
I
miss
have
it? Because that's a long time to not be on beer, 3 years.
Yeah, no, not at all. I did it first. First 3 months are pretty difficult, but then you build up the social, because it's a social thing. We all have that social thing where you go out and it's just standard, isn't it? But then I broke it down into kind of like a game of football. So I went, you go into the bar, everyone orders a drink, you have a Diet Coke, that's 1-0 to beer, okay? You're losing there, you're 1-0 down.
Oh, I quite like this.
Then halfway through the night, okay, everyone's on the same vibe, it's all right, you're having a lovely time, it's no worries, you order. So you've got yourself back in the game, you're still not equalised, but it's still 1-0 to beer, it's not ahead. Then by the end of the night, right, somebody said something else to somebody else's wife and it's all got a bit out of control. Someone's been rude to a waiter, someone's done shots, someone's been thrown out of the club. It's all like, all of a sudden you're like, hold on a minute, I'm getting in my own car and I'm driving home. 1-1, you've equalised, right?
I do get it.
So it goes to that's extra good. Time and penalties. Like penalties in the next morning. You wake up, you win. You win on penalties. That's the winner. That is where you win.
In this book, so it's the dopamine diet. That's the thing that makes you happy, right?
Yeah, dopamine is the dopamine chemical in your brain, the things that make you happy. And you get that from things like, you get it from drugs, you get it from sex, you get it from food, you get it from alcohol, you get it from all the things that are good stuff that people love doing and getting addicted to and all that sort. But it is also in food and it's in bad foods as well. You get it from sugar releases, you get it from carbohydrates, you get it from that sort of stuff. But it is also in high protein foods and it's also in real irony and rich green vegetables and things that are spices. They're all things that make you excited about what you want to eat. So the whole point of it is all the recipes in the book are foods that mean you're looking forward to tea, you're looking forward to eating these things, and when you eat them, you actually are enjoying them rather than going, oh, I miss that.
Diet.
It's about embracing and loving the food that you can eat. And with the technique of 25 years of a chef of making things taste nice, this is the route, this is the way forward, my friends.
Right.
Okay, boss.
And then maybe what I need to do is keep my clothes, and then, like, in 4 years' time, they'll look well baggy, right?
Yeah.
The
Scott Mills Daily.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Listen on Radio 1. Watch if you want on Facebook Live. This is Tom Kerridge, Innuendo Bingo. And he's in the massive suit from 2012 when it fit him like a glove.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you can literally pull the trousers up to your chin. That's ridiculous.
No, don't do that.
I think it looks quite good, though. I think it's like, I don't know, it's sort of a new style
it's
for
a little,
you.
It's a little bit gangster.
I feel like I should be
on Radio 1 Extra.
Well, you can pop by on the way out.
Soaking wet.
Yeah. Have you got a change of clothes or just that?
No, I'm just hanging in this all
sure.
day long. Yeah.
Okay, so it's time for Innuendo Bingo with Tom Kerridge. Get involved. First, we're going to Water, Please.
Okay.
BBC Radio 4, and it's a show called Making the Grade. It's a programme all about taking your music exams. Now, as we all know, exams are terrifying. So I think this is probably just what you need to do and relax before you go in.
Gordon ushers us into the waiting room, where people sit, tense, practising their fingering.
Before the exam, what's happened there?
I forgot how wet this gets with Tom.
Tom just finds all of them funny.
Where people sit, tense, practising their fingering.
Making the grade there on Radio 4. Look at him, he's back.
He loves it.
Oh, loves mate. It so much. Okay. More water, please. And now we're going over to... Oh, it's Radio 4 again. And their afternoon play called The Mustard Car. Now, I don't know about you, Tom, but I always thought that Radio 4 was quite highbrow. Mm. But this is vulgar, and it's in the afternoon as well.
We walked back to the fete, where Tom had just knocked down 10 Skittles. Let's go and smash the rat, I said, taking his hand.
The classic fairground game, Smash the Rat, of course. I've never heard of it.
I think I've got to listen to Radio 4 more.
Let's go and smash the rat.
What is that game? Right. Now we're going over to Come Dine With Me on Channel 4. Now Giselle is making island soup. What's that? Any idea, Tom? Okay. I can tell you she's about to add the vegetables and an extra special ingredient. Is this from one of your cookbooks, Tom?
If my guests have tasted cock before, they would definitely be able to taste it in the soup.
Straight over Tom's hairless head. Special ingredient there from Come Dine With Me.
If my guests have tasted cock before...
And they'll definitely taste it in the soup.
Yes.
Why?
I think that's what she said.
If my guests have tasted cock before, they would definitely be able to taste it in the soup.
Yeah, you can taste it in the soup, yeah.
That's lovely.
Oh mm-hmm. Yum. Water, please.
That's what you want to read on the menu.
I know. Honestly, put that in the next one.
Next book.
Mm-hmm. Now an absolute classic.
Can you just imagine you doing that show, that cookery show?
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mate, so good. I'm not...
An absolute classic now from the archives. It's Vanessa Feltz on BBC Radio 2. We join Vanessa after she's just bumped into voice of the National Lottery, Alan Dedicote. All I can say is, well, just thank God it's radio.
Golden, it's 6 minutes past six, and a glorious moment for me. Mr. Dedicote came in to say hello. You know I love Alan Dedicote, and I don't get to see enough of him, and I've just seen him and had a bit of a cuddle and shown him just a little bit of my cha-cha-cha.
Oh, oh.
Let's not forget that Vanessa was on Strictly Come Dancing.
And so it was only a little bit, though.
Just a little bit.
And shown him just a little bit of my cha-cha-cha. And
Alan would have loved that.
Would you know, do Alan. Strictly?
No. God,
really?
No.
Well, please, with your new slimline self.
Yeah. No, honestly,
I think you'll be on.
I'm not really into competitions that I can't win. It's like, you know, it'd be a wasted 2 weeks of my time.
Nah, you're very popular. You'd be on for ages. Oh,
you'll be on.
Although I'd be quite into wearing a sequin suit.
Oh, Tom, it's so good. Do it. Even if you're rubbish, it's still fun.
Yeah.
Believe. Now it's The Chase on ITV. We always say on the multiple choice answers on The Chase that the answer is never C. And this is the exception to the rule, I think, apart from this question.
Jeanette, for £7,000, The Chase is on. Good luck, here comes your first question. Which of these is a crustacean regarded as a delicacy in eastern China? A, hairy crab, B, furry clam.
Do you serve that up, Tom?
A, hairy crab. B, furry clam.
The answer is C, for a change.
How did Bradley Walsh not laugh doing that?
I think he was.
Yeah. Now we're going back to BBC Radio 4. And the continuity announcer, he's the man... Water, please. He's the man telling us what's coming up later on Radio 4.
Then in front row at 7.15, the BAFTA-nominated Dev Patel discusses his role in the film Lion. The sports writer Alison Rudd reviews Tina and Bobby, a new three-part ITV drama series based on the life of the football legend Bobby Moore. And why the 1980s vocal harmony group Harvey and the Ballwangers...
Great one!
It's so easy to do.
Harvey and the Ballwangers. Wallbangers.
I think it's a bit where he goes, oop.
I've never heard of that.
Harvey and the Ballwangers.
Oh, it's a good one. It always is with you, Kerridge.
It's a bit like when you're in that restaurant, Scott, you know, for our Christmas party.
Oh, don't.
Tell Tom that one.
Yeah, go on, Scott.
Well, I wanted to order the... Hang on.
Duck liver pate.
Yeah.
That's not what I said.
What did you say?
Well, the second word was lover.
Yeah.
And the first word...
Oh!
Yeah. And my dad was there. Awful.
And what did they bring out?
Just pate. Duck. Yes. Pate. Thanks for that, Chris. Quite difficult to navigate that. Right. Now we're going to BBC Radio Leicester. And Ian has called into the show. Now, if Ian's making this noise when doing this, then I would probably get it checked out.
I was moving and I went into her and then you're looking at whiplash claims and all sorts of things.
Ian, thank you. It's wise advice and it's you know, goodness, oh, I hope you're all right there, Ian.
Yes, sorry. That's all my load going over in the back.
What a commotion.
Yes, sorry. That's all my load going over in the back.
Concentrate on the phone call.
I've heard about them phone-ins.
All happens on Radio Leicester. Now we have a very interesting lot up for auction on BBC Two's Bargain Hunt. However, only now is it becoming clear to the auctioneer what this item really is.
Interesting, this one. It's a 19th century, the Hallmark Silver. We've catalogued it as a moustache brush, but I'm sure you're all aware it's a lady's muff brush.
He loves this game so much.
Oh, Tom.
Tom Carriage, you ledge. Thank you so much for coming in today.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
You can actually listen to Tom Carriage's laugh all day. He loves this game so much.
Radio 1.
Hi, Lucy, who's crying at any other bingo today. It was a good one. Matt says, Kerridge is a legend. Cinna Winchester watched it on Facebook, says, listening to bingo in the library is a risky business, I know. Thank you. Always a pleasure to have Tom Kerridge on playing any other bingo, because he loves it. Jay-Z coming up, and this is Robin Schultz.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I did a little Snapchat of you in Tom Kerridge's suit. I'm going to put...
Oh, I need to see this.
I'm going to put a little screenshot of it on my Twitter as well. He's lost 11 stone, Tom Kerridge. Like, you can't... Those trousers, he has to, like, hold them to make them stay up. They come up to his chin.
Mm.
That was, like, 2012. Crazy. Jay-Z, Justin Timberlake, Holy Grail on BBC Radio 1. 3-0 to me on bangers this week.
It frustrates me because I do think on a couple of the days there I have been robbed. So I'm purely playing for pride now, which is rubbish. I'd much rather be obviously trying to beat you this week.
Praying for pride.
That bingo's kind of shaken me up.
I know. You okay?
Now I'm sort of soaked through, which is really uncomfortable sitting here right now.
Thing is, not only does Tom Kerridge have a great laugh, he also can really spray you.
Oh, mate.
And most of the guests we get in can't do it as well as that. But you know when you've been got properly, when it's gone through. It's gone
horrible.
Through, hasn't it?
It's really horrible.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you remember yesterday? I'll take you back to yesterday, where on your Snapchat, Chris, and we played it on the radio as well, Honey G was in the office on some kind of red spacesuit, and she was going to the loo. She'd been there ages, wasn't she?
That's right. She was passing through for a honey wee.
Yeah.
So I saw my moment and had to take it.
It's got to be done. It's got to be done. When I say honey, you say G. Honey.
G.
G.
When she's off duty, when she's not like, performing.
Off duty.
You know?
Yeah.
G. I thought you were going to do a ho as she walked out of the loo, but she didn't.
I missed my opportunity with that. She didn't have much hip-hop security around her either.
No. But she had been to the same hip-hop shop as Charlie Sloth, cause same outfit. I tell you who's just had a real life who happened to them. Someone on Mariah Carey's star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood has put a question mark on it.
No way.
So it says Mariah Carey, question mark.
Oh,
pretty
no.
much a live ho from a vandal there. Are you still watching that show of hers?
I have been, yeah.
Of course you
it's,
are.
Do you know what? It's something I really didn't think I'd like, and I've ended up watching it. It annoys me so much.
Yeah, but you still watch it. I got Chris into the show called Mariah's World, which is on E!, which is like any other reality show.
Oh, it's full of the most horrible people in the world.
It is full of, like, yeah, it's full of idiots. She actually comes across all right on it. No?
Ish.
She does. Compared to the rest of them. Who's that guy that's the hair and makeup guy? Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Horrendous. And who's the manager?
The manager's called Stella.
Yeah, hi, I'm Stella.
Oh, it's... I think a lot of people be like me, watch it, even if it just annoys you whilst you're watching it.
But don't you think at that level of fame, the people around them probably are like that, and probably they probably have to be like that.
I've just watched an episode where she doesn't call it her birthday, she calls it her anniversary.
Yeah,
she doesn't do birthdays.
Yeah, it's just like, it's coming up for MC's anniversary. Just say birthday!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Anyone got any thunder snow yet? It's just freezing rain, really, isn't it? I've worked that out.
It's freezing rain. What do you mean? Snow in general?
Thunder snow. I think it's just like cold rain.
No, it's snow and rain. I think that's the problem, isn't it?
Snow and thunder. Oh, I don't know, but probably you got it somewhere. Let me know.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I just like saying it again and again. Thunder snow. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you at the moment?
I'm in Brentford in West London.
Okay, what do you do?
I work in the film industry in the office, kind of doing all the admins for big budget films. But I'm off at the moment. I'm like having a bit of time off. So yeah.
Wow. Okay,
that's a cool job though.
So what are you booking flights for, like Ryan Reynolds? Are you?
Yeah, not Ryan Reynolds specifically, but people of that calibre. Yeah.
Right, and is it generally private planes, or is it?
No, they go on the regular people planes, obviously in a much nicer class than you or I would maybe get to go on.
That's right.
Maybe not Scott.
judgmental of you there.
Yeah.
You don't know what class I fly in.
They'll all be turning left, won't they, Chris?
You are right, though.
Left and carrying on going.
Carry on.
I'm right and proud. In the sense of, do you know what I mean? Like, nothing wrong with turning right.
You've gone really red. You know, you're making this show great. It's so great.
How's the thunder snow around you?
Non-existent at the moment.
No,
it's just rain.
Yeah. Thunder snow sounds like fake news, actually.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Can you tell me the most famous person you've booked admins for?
Ben Affleck.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, just drop that name there. Right, hey, listen, I've got this for you today. With restless whispers and cheats. F for you.
Oh, nice.
Disclosure.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it's beefy.
I was in a bar, actually, on Saturday night.
In a bar that would play this?
Yeah.
That's quite cool for you.
Saturday night. Shut up.
Saturday I can't imagine night. You in a bar with this on the back. Crown.
Yeah.
Really?
And I was drinking a cocktail.
Oh, God, you've changed. Were you wearing a blazer?
No. Maybe a roll neck? No, I wasn't. But this was on Disclosure, and I thought it sounded good, so I played it today.
All right, well, I had similar thoughts with my one. This is my choice.
Oh, yeah, where were they playing this?
Oh, yeah, you see, I was in a bar.
You were?
This is Vankelmut. And this is a banger. This is My Head is a Jungle.
Two good ones today.
Another good choice.
Yeah. Man. Okay then.
Oh, it's a toughie. They're both pretty good tunes. I'm unpacking a load of boxes that I've had since last March, so both of them would be quite good to pop along to. boxes. I moved flat last year and I haven't unpacked most of my stuff yet, so both of them would help quite a lot with the unpacking. But although we do have the same name, Chris, I'm going to have to go with Scott today.
Oh, yeah, he does it again.
What's going on?
That's four in a row. Thanks, Chris.
No worries.
Love you, bye. I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats that manifested in words and the lies that you speak. I've been infected that manifested. I've been infected that manifested. Well, this is turning into quite the whitewash, isn't it?
Oh, it's appalling. I don't think you should have won with that, to be honest.
That's a great song.
It can't beat Vankelmut.
Well, I just have beaten Vankelmut.
Something weird going on.
Vankelmut.
I'm on for a five-balling tomorrow.
Yep. Might as well just hand it over to me now, really. That was Disclosure. 4-0. Shocker for you. Leighton's got thunder snow in Merthyr Tydfil. It's also happening in Stornoway right now. I want some.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's going to be lit tonight.
You can be an absolute fun sponge sometimes here in the studio. Like, I'll be dancing, getting a bit carried away, and you look at me like I'm doing something wrong.
No.
Like it's not allowed.
I just wanted you to do your little your dance with your hips, and you wouldn't do it on demand.
No, because there's other people in the room, and then you say, do the dance, and you want me to do the...
Well, that's not being a fun sponge.
What's the technical... No, because you want to laugh at me.
No, I don't. I wasn't even going to mention it. You brought it up again. It's a little bogle that you do there, isn't it?
Bogle, that's it, yeah.
That's Sean Paul and Dua Lipa and No Lie on BBC Radio 1. Go on, do your dance, go on.
No, I'm not going to do
it. I've got some music on now, go on.
Okay.
Go on. That's lovely. Really good on the radio. I enjoyed it. Right, so what have you got for us? Something new.
Little show and tell.
Okay. Oh, I haven't got the horns, hang on. Right, you carry on.
Well, you know there's loads of how-to videos on YouTube. You can do how-to anything.
Yeah. So what have you got? What have you got to show to the class?
You see, one of the most popular how-to videos is how to learn different languages. And they rack up all the views, right? And there's this one dude called Korean Billy who teaches you different dialects from the UK. So, you know, let's say you're in Newcastle, he'll teach you how to speak proper Geordie.
Oh, wow. So are these videos for Korean people to kind of learn all the little intricacies of how we speak in the UK?
Yeah, so he's from South Korea, so if you're Korean, you can go anywhere in the UK and absolutely nail the local dialect.
And understand what they're saying, because we do have some weird accents here, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And you'd be a bit like... Why is it such a fairly small place, really, and the accent changes a lot over not that much distance?
Mm. Well, I think he gets it spot on. So he came to my attention yesterday because he does a London Roadman dialect, but that was his most recent one. It all started for him, according to his YouTube channel, with Liverpool. That's okay. The one that he started with.
Shall we hear that?
It's extraordinary. You'll love it.
Okay, here's Korean Billy, and he's speaking Liverpool.
All right, la. Gotta go and see our kid in the Aussie. The brekkie was boss, la. I'm going to ask that for some scrawl, la. I need new club, la.
That's amazing.
Korean Billy there.
Yes.
Absolutely smashing it. Would you like to hear how he does Manchester?
Yeah, so I want
to
hear.
If you are in Korea listening to this right now and you need a guide as to how to sound when you're in Manchester.
That's quite niche, that, Chris, but yeah.
Korean Billy.
Mank accent, here we go.
You're like, kid, I'm buzzing about Saturday night. Yeah, mum, make us a brew, yeah. Get us a party, lad. I'm gagging. Yeah, that beer is mint. He's dead sounding, that bloke.
That's Manchester there. Oh, my God, I need to check this guy. Korean Billy on YouTube.
Korean Billy. I'm not 100% sure what he's seeing to form his lessons in dialects. I've got another one here. This is Korean Billy and Glasgow. Would you like Glasgow?
Oh, yes. Now, before I check this one, do you remember that lady we had on a while ago who was an actress on YouTube who was trying to teach accents? She was really good. Here's her Scottish.
Right after high school, I went to Glasgow to an art school. And right after graduation, I got a part in a sitcom, a situational comedy.
A part.
Mm, that's okay. How she does it.
All right, here's Korean Billy. Glaswegian.
That was your part is pure confusing. I didn't go in because it was pure bolty. Let's meet other troops at the pub before it gets torching. All right, John, some ginger.
I don't know why he's watching, though, to learn this. He's my absolute favourite.
Oh, I want to hear Georgie.
Oh, Geordie. Geordie's so good.
Okay, here's Korean Billy.
This is so good.
Newcastle.
I repeat, I'm going to do the tune. You're Kanye's youth. I'm going to get more all. Why, man?
I'm
going
to get more all.
Korean Billy there.
Right. But he's kind of picking it up, though. Mm,
yeah. And this is the one I saw yesterday, London Roadman.
Okay. So this is what people speak like in London, roadmen.
Gonna get a cheeky Nando's with him and them. That was bare joke split. Hey, your crepes are safe, fam. It's all bait, fam. You ate my chicken nuggets, innit? Oi, allow it. That joke was bare dry, fam.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know how much we love Korean Billy, then?
Yes.
You agreed? Love him?
100% on board.
Well, this is the Radio 1 difference. I've managed to get hold of Korean Billy, and he's on the phone right now.
Hello, Billy.
Hello, this is Billy.
Where are you at the moment, Billy?
I'm now in Seoul, the capital city of South Korea. Very far from the UK, actually.
I've always wanted to go there.
Really? Yeah. You haven't been there yet?
Little thing you didn't probably know about me, I'm obsessed with K-pop.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I enjoy the music of Big Bang.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. And in particular, G-Dragon.
They are like just more than huge, actually, in Korea.
It's interesting hearing your normal voice here, because obviously we're obsessed with your videos. And
the Roadman one.
The Roadman one, exactly, was the one that obviously we saw, I saw yesterday and wanted to bring to everyone's attention. Have you actually been to the places that you talk about?
I actually went to Preston, Lancashire, about 2 years ago as an exchange student, and I spent some time there, like half a year, so I could meet lots of Scousers and Mancunian people, and I had lots of schoolmates from Manchester, Liverpool, or, you know, Leeds, Harrogate, so I could naturally learn some northern dialects and other dialects from my schoolmates and other British mates.
Are you surprised at how well your videos are doing?
I didn't know, you know, that it would go that viral on the internet, but, you know, that just happened. So it's really exciting to me, actually.
What made you do the videos in the first place?
Well, when I went to Preston, I was, like, totally shocked by northern accents and other British dialects, because I hadn't known the fact that these kind of words existed before I went there, so that was really shocking and really, really interesting to me.
So it's really useful for other Koreans?
I think so. Lots of Korean people say they found it really, really interesting and useful at the same time, and they definitely use those kind of words after learning them, like, from my videos.
I particularly liked your Geordie one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doing the tune, that kind of stuff.
That one, yeah.
Yeah. And have you seen a show called Geordie Shore?
Yeah, definitely. On MTV, right?
Yeah, because I get the impression that the lesson that you were given in that was heavily based around stuff you may have learned from Geordie Shore.
Yeah, I watched it while doing some research, actually.
So good.
So good. What's your favourite UK accent, would you say?
I think I would say the Liverpool one, the Scouse, because this was the first video I made and this made me interested in other British dialects. So still, Scouse one is my favourite one, la.
La. give us a blast of Scouse.
Okay, I'm going to the after for some Scrala. Do you need some post Brekala?
That's fun. What's your next video going to be, Billy? Who do you think you're going to do?
Well, there are still lots of, you know, British dialects and other regions I haven't covered yet. I can't tell you right now, but I will definitely make more videos, actually. Or also, like, Hull is the city of culture this year, right?
Yes, Hull.
So I think, yeah, Hull. Oh
my God.
Hull.
Yes, Hull needs to definitely be one.
Yeah, I think they need a guide for foreigners, so I think I'll try that one as well.
All right, try this. No.
No.
See?
Yes.
Already got it.
I tell you what, give Hull a go, and then we'll get you back on, and you can perform Hull.
Oh yeah.
Can we catch up again with you soon?
Mm-hmm. I'd love to.
Awesome. Okay, right, we'll speak soon. Have a good day.
Can I have a quick Let's Get Mortal?
Okay, sure. Let's get more old.
Yes. Come in, Billy.
We'll check in again with you soon. Good to speak to you, Billy.
Thank you very much.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Here's Greg James.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Good morning.
Hello, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Everything all right?
Yeah, good. Yeah. You missed a bit of Tom Kerridge earlier on Any of the Bingo Chief.
I love Tom Kerridge.
He was wearing a suit that he last wore in 2012, on New Year's Eve 2012, and since then he's lost 11 stone.
An incredible man, Tom Kerridge.
So, like, literally the trousers are out here. It's absolutely ridiculous.
The picture on the back of his book's funny, isn't it?
That's the same suit.
He's wearing the suit all day. It's like National Day for him, where he wears a massive suit.
Fair play.
And some great clips on Bingo today as well, like this continuity announcer from BBC Radio 4.
Then in front row at 7.15, the BAFTA-nominated Dev Patel discusses his role in the film Lion. The sports writer Alison Rudd reviews Tina and Bobby, a new three-part ITV drama series based on the life of the football legend Bobby Moore. And why the 1980s vocal harmony group Harvey and the Wallbangers have reunited. Yeah.
He tuts as well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Ooh, sorry.
Here's today's Real or No Real.
All of the playing pieces in Monopoly are being replaced for 2017. New pieces include a hashtag, the dancing lady emoji, and a smartphone.
Oh, it's the changing of the times.
Don't change Monopoly.
But I think the dancing lady emoji is quite a good idea, because you can kind of imagine, it there, can't you, just standing up? Tall ones on Monopoly are quite good.
If this is true, I don't mind it, obviously, because, you know, you've got to move with the times, you've got to change. But what I would say is, if they're just getting rid of the old ones, I wouldn't say a boat's out of date. I wouldn't say a car's necessarily out of date. I mean, a top hat, maybe.
It's quite an old car.
Well, update it then. Mm. Do a supercar or something.
Also, what I find with the...
Prius. I'll be the Prius!
Said nobody ever.
What I find as well, like, with the property prices and what you can get for your money, a lot of those places have up and come now, do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Whitechapel isn't what it was.
Yeah.
What do you mean on the, well, it's very, the cheaper part
it's
of the
It's very
board.
Cheap on Monopoly, not so much now if you actually live in London.
True. Putting a hotel on Mayfair, good
Kent,
luck.
Yeah,
good
luck
with
that. Road, what's going on
the
there?
The Old Kent Road, yeah.
Once 60 quid, isn't it?
60 quid, not so much now.
No.
Do you actually play Monopoly?
Oh, I've played it at Christmas, I was so bored. It just goes on so long.
Well, it's never-ending, isn't it?
Never-ending.
Well, it's tricky for you to budget as well, isn't it, on buying the properties. And
Scott uses real cash.
Yeah. Do people actually do that? They must do. There must be some absolute ballers who play with real cash.
Yeah, Scott.
Got all the money. Yeah, do you?
He actually bought a hotel in Whitechapel.
You see, I would think Monopoly appeals to you. It's a game that suits your personality. Do you know, I'll buy it all. No, I'll have that one, that one, that one.
No, it doesn't. I'm not even like that.
I'll buy myself out of prison.
Yes.
Oh, don't worry, Chris. I'm just visiting.
I'm just throwing money at it. Now get me out of here.
Yeah, you can throw money at the problems in Monopoly.
So rude that you think that of me.
I also don't think you'd... I don't think you'd want to buy the stations, would you?
No.
What about the electric company?
No. Oh, no.
Waterworks?
No. Real or no real? There are some new Monopoly pieces for 2017.
Scott only buys yellow or purple. or green, actually. Green's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, green's all right. Real?
A hashtag would be rubbish, but I can see them doing this. I'm going to go real.
Yeah, probably real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Made up, but the owners of Monopoly have launched an online poll where players can vote for and suggest brand new playing pieces for this coming year. And next,
a new chain of restaurants is opening where diners pay for their lunch with exercise as opposed to actual money.
What does that mean?
So what I'm guessing is, instead of actually paying a bill, you earn food for doing exercise in there.
So you're being paid to exercise in food. That's the other way around.
Oh, it sounds like one of those...
That's ridiculous.
Sounds like one of those restaurants in London, yeah? Like the cereal one where they charge you like £10 for a bowl
of cereal.
Or a
restaurant where you just buy crisps.
Yeah,
or the one that you're just in the dark.
Yeah. So hipster, yeah?
What's the crack with the dark place then? So you go there, it's completely dark, you can't see the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
In the dark.
Why is that appealing?
I did go there,
you've
I was terrified,
it.
Yeah.
Who'd you take?
My
doesn't,
date?
Doesn't remember, doesn't know.
It was a date thing, was it?
I took someone there on Valentine's Day.
But how do you
really
know that
bad
idea. They've not gone and sat on someone else's table?
Really bad idea.
What do you mean?
Right, it's basically saying, oh, be my Valentine, let's go out and I can't see you.
Yeah.
I love you. But I don't want to actually see your face.
Do you move in for a kiss at all? Like,
you
can
can't
you not see
a thing.
Them? Can you genuinely not see?
Right, it's so dark. And there was a terrible incident where I needed to go to the loo and I had my hand up for a good 25 minutes to the point where I was bursting, going, hello, can anyone help me? And then all the diners, like, you don't know how close they are to you. They're like, mate, I can't hear you.
So
like, yeah, but I'm busting to go to the loo.
What are the waiters doing? Night vision goggles?
No.
Is it?
Just put the lights on, everyone's naked.
Okay.
I told my nan about it a little while ago and she said, well, why would you want to do that? It was just like the war. When she used to eat in the blend, not during the blackout and stuff.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I've got, obviously,
but does
there.
It heighten your sense of taste? Is that the idea?
Yes. Yes, it is. But you can't even see the utensils to pick up the food. Like, you're crashing your wine glass into things.
You don't know what you're eating.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Well,
okay.
Anyway, this idea sounds, even worse.
Okay.
So you're paying with, so it's like you can have your burger once you've done 5K.
Yeah. Real or not?
But then how are they making any money?
Well, maybe because the exercise powers the electrics in there.
As long as we break even, we'll open a restaurant. As long as we don't have any outgoings.
Well, it's about the goodness of your own heart, you're doing a restaurant. I think this is stupid and no real.
Yeah, no real.
That one's real.
Oh, you're having a shocker today, lads. It's true.
And one of Adele Roberts' team from Radio 1 has already been there today. It's called Run For Your Bun. It's open in London's Covent Garden. Diners can order whatever they like from the menu and pay for it with a 10-minute hit session.
No, but what's the point then?
How do they make
Who's earning money? I don't know.
What do you mean?
It's happening right now, look. Do a little run or a cycle and then it's like, hey, here's your burger. Making money, I don't know.
Okay.
Is that game over?
No, I've got a song here.
Oh. The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg's here, we're playing Real or No Real. I've got one more fact for you. Can this be real?
Kylie Jenner has started a new social media trend called warting after she began photoshopping a wart onto her right knee.
I don't like the word wart.
No.
What do you prefer?
So Kylie Jenner's the new Oliver Cromwell, is what we're saying. Warts and all. This is, well, it's great, isn't it? She's finally putting her powers to good use and educating people instead of just melting their brains
through stupidity. Selling her lip range.
Yeah. I thought warts might be a who. Are they
yeah,
not?
Yeah, I've not seen one for a while, have you?
Like verrucas.
Oh. Are they still on?
Yeah, verrucas are still on. But it's just that
are
you,
they?
You, I've got well, one. You sort of get them more as a kid, don't you? When you sort of do swimming and stuff.
Off a bazooka, that verruca. Oh.
Verrucas are still a thing. They haven't been eradicated.
I tell you what's not on. Mm. Athlete's foot. Oh!
I wonder if it probably is with some people.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not saying it's... I mean, it sounds like I've got it. Right. Sounds like I've got verrucas and warts and athlete's foot and all of it.
Tennis elbow.
Warting. I think this is a stage too far. It's like someone was trying to show me a video the other day. They were going, oh my God, have you seen this amazing video of someone popping a spot?
Oh yeah.
Oh no, these get massive views. People
yeah, but
this
is... It's an abomination.
No, it's gross. But people love it. That it's so strange. Some people are really into that kind of thing.
Who is that? There's a doctor that does it. And the videos get mad views.
Yeah, it's really grim though, I think.
Oh, Dr. Pimple Popper.
Dr. Pimple Popper, yeah.
That's it.
What's that his name?
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I can't bear it.
I'm
just
not really
stuff that comes out.
I wouldn't say I'm squeamish about anything really, but
maybe you've got like houses coming out of their cars and stuff. Horrible.
So is warting something we should be jumping on then? Should we be doing this? Head of the curve and all that.
I've got to get a wart first.
How do you get one?
Well no, she's photoshopped the wart on.
What?
Hasn't she? She's photoshopped a wart onto her knee.
Why it's a
that?
Bit like Jamila
Jamil.
She must be Jamil.
So bored.
Jamila Jamil with her stars on her face. Do you remember that? Okay. Didn't really catch on with anyone else. But she was always down Ryman's buying new stars, wasn't she, for that face of hers?
Oh, yeah, like what teachers put on your maths homework if you're in year four.
Hmm. Do you remember Jamila, star on her face? Jamila yes. Jamil did the chart show.
It was only ever one star, though, wasn't it? So I don't think it was a rating system.
Oh, I don't know. What if she was, like, better one show, they'd put, like, two stars on, would they?
Well, you think this came from above, do you?
I don't know.
The first time I saw it, I thought it was like when you open a present and a bit of glitter gets on your face. I thought it was that.
Oh, you thought it was an accident? Did you point it out?
Maybe it was an accident, and then she thought, actually, it looks quite good.
Mm. I found a whole stash of stars once. She left them by my desk.
We're just adhesive, are they?
Yeah. Okay, so real or no real? Kylie Jenner's warting.
Oh, this is just hideous, isn't it? Probably true.
I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Sadly, no real. Made up. Although Kylie's fans were sent into a frenzy when they thought they'd spotted a large wart on her right knee. Turns out it was a plant that sneaked into the shot. How is that mistaken for a wart?
Breaking news.
At the end of that round of real or no real.
That's fake news.
Fake news.
I got nothing. Greg got nothing.
Sad.
Can you change real or no real to fake news?
Fake news.
We are trying to think of a feature based around fake news. Loser.
Good. Oh, Vin Diesel's on my show today at 5:10.
5:10.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow at 1 PM on BBC Radio 1 or get this free podcast to catch up. Scott Mills.